There have been more than 700 startup weekends held in 110 countries. Usually, the weekend offers a springboard for products like mobile apps or software programs, ideas that don't need a lot of money, staff, or space to get started. But at Binghamton Startup Weekend, the winner is getting into manufacturing. Kathy Kuja pitched a 3D printing business that would create replacement parts or prototypes for factories.
The concept is that we could then, whether the part is broken, whether it's modified, or they have something completely new that's a 3D design, we can then reproduce it into a compatible 3D format so it can be printable.
Kuja is originally from Johnson City. She has a background in the printing business and recently moved back from San Francisco.
My thinking is that now that I'm back in the area, there are no jobs for me. I have to create one.
Kuja says in the traditional printing business, they're already hiring 3D printers to finish jobs for them, sending off plans to the 3D printing company and waiting for a FedEx envelope with the part in it.
And I like making things, and I like things that are tangible. And I think there's a big background here in the area of engineering and manufacturing that is a lot more tangible to existing businesses here than a mobile app.
But there's one big problem. She doesn't have a 3D printer. There are inexpensive ones, about $1,500. But for her business, she's looking for one in the $25,000 to $50,000 range. Kuja says she didn't have a fully formed idea for the business before the startup weekend, but now she plans to start by creating prototypes.
Then literally have a demo case and knock on doors like Fuller Brush, because the people that I'm going to don't have websites, they don't go to trade shows, they don't even know this exists, and it's really an education process, and it's got to be face-to-face with actual live products to really demonstrate what this can do.
Kuja says it'll take at least a year to get her idea off the ground. In second place was a more traditional startup idea, a software program that translates data into music. A computer science grad student at Binghamton University named Tony Worm came up with the idea. To demonstrate his program, here he's taking the data collected by researchers studying climate change in Lake Mendota in Wisconsin and using a musical scale to sort and make sense of it.
I just took one of those data streams, particularly dissolved oxygen, and I applied a few mathematical transformations to it, which mapped it onto the notes of the C scale, C major scale, and then you just play each note according to what each part of the data maps to.
Worm says the idea eventually is to have a computer program that can react to the notes a musician is playing and play music along with it. He expects a launch in about 6 months. Like Kuja and her 3D printing business, Worm says the next step is to start getting samples into people's hands and see how they respond. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.